East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The energy regulator is inviting public comment on a proposed tariff hike that would see Eskom recovering 76 billion rand following NERSA's blunder. The new round of consultations comes after the regulator last year admitted to a massive calculation error relating to the valuation of Eskom's hardware and profit allocation. NERSA now wants consumers to foot the bill for this shortfall, which could see a 10% increase in electricity costs. The regulator has been widely criticized, with energy analysts saying it should be taken to task on the issue. The deadline for public comment is the 21st of January. Human remains have been discovered at a Durban beach. Marshall Security says fishermen at Virginia Beach in Durban North made the grim discovery this morning. It says it's believed the body had been in the water for some time. Yesterday, remains were also found at Pennington Beach on the south coast, where rescuers have been searching for two people reported missing last Thursday. And cricket administrators in Bangladesh say they are in talks with the sports governing body to seek a practical solution to their request to move their T20 World Cup matches out of India. India forced Bangladesh fast bowler Mustafizur Rahman to quit the IPL on Saturday, sparking anger in Dhaka. Mustafizur was snapped up at auction in December by the Kolkata Knight Riders, but he was let go, apparently on the Indian Cricket Board's advice, after what it called recent developments. India's foreign ministry last month condemned what it called unremitting hostility against minorities in Muslim-majority Bangladesh. Political relations between India and Bangladesh soured after a mass uprising in Dhaka in 2024 toppled then Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, a close ally of New Delhi. The World Cup begins next month, and Bangladesh is scheduled to play their four group matches in India. The Bangladesh Cricket Board says talks are ongoing with the ICC regarding security issues. The top story this hour, the energy regulator is inviting public comment on a proposed tariff hike that would allow Eskom to recover 76 billion rand after NERSA last year admitted to a calculation error. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.